back at it here on the Steve Huber Show on a Friday. It's the 26th of February at CPAC. I'm trying to work out the contract with Ivy to be the co-host, but she's being very difficult, so I don't know how those conversations are going to go out. I'm thinking about enlisting Esquire Bob, but I think Bob is probably going to be a counsel for Ivy and not for myself, so we've got that going for us. All right, so shifting gears now to Senator Jim Runstead, a Republican member of the Michigan State Senate. He represents the 15th Senate District. Senator, good to have you here.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be on.
And tell the folks your district and the cities that they might find familiar there.
Well, it's in southwestern Oakland County, so it has Novi, part of Northville, Lyon Township, Milford, Waterford, Commerce, West Bloomfield, Wixom, Walled Lake, Orchard Lake.
And I bring this to the folks' attention because, Senator, because it was an area that had a high incident of COVID patients and hospitalizations and, unfortunately, some fatalities. Because here's what needs to happen now. From the beginning of this pandemic, I have not believed we've been getting straight numbers from the Whitmer administration. Now looking at what's going on with the Emmy Award-winning governor in the state of New York, a lot of people, like myself, have been calling for complete transparency. We've been calling for the governor here to open up the books to tell us how many people really died in nursing homes, long-term care facilities, homes for the aged, homes for veterans, all of this, right? And I don't think we've ever gotten it. I don't think it's been put forth honestly. What do you think?
Well, I think we have a lot of investigating to do because I had my office call many of the nursing homes in my district, and the reporting was all over the map. Sometimes he said, well, we would test, and if they passed away in the nursing home, we would report them positive. If they went to the hospital, then we didn't report them. Sometimes the hospital would report them or not report them. We were getting answers all over the map. So there's no consistent reporting, and that's a very easy way to cook the books when
sure.
you have inconsistency of how you're reporting these deaths. And then we were one of four or five states that said that you must take in the COVID-infected patients. The governor's been on her roadshow saying she didn't say that. I had my
of course she said that
executive order, and it absolutely spells it out. You must. The language is very, very clear that they had to be taking these COVID-infected patients in. What impact did that have in a facility that is totally unprepared for this kind of virus transmission? They were not prepared. The hospitals have a system of ventilation that pulls the air out and puts it through
and replaces it. Certainly.
Well,
here's my important question to you, Senator. Here's my question to you. Novi is one of the cities that you represent, correct? That's what you just told us. So
yep.
you've got
yep.
the suburban showplace. At the cost of tens of millions of dollars, the state of Michigan set up field hospitals, one at TCF in Detroit, one in Novi at the suburban showplace. The total number of patients in those two facilities combined was a few. I mean, not very many. If you've got these facilities, we've already paid millions of dollars, retrofitted the HVAC systems in both buildings, much to the pleasure of the owners of those buildings, but we didn't use them. Why not?
It makes no sense. I heard the Governor DeSantis in Florida say, who has a much bigger population of seniors than we have by far, and he said, I would never have put a COVID-infected patient into a nursing home. It's just a recipe for death. It just spreads death throughout these nursing homes. He said, we set up field hospitals, and we would set up as many as we needed to set up to make sure we didn't endanger the lives of these seniors. And yet the governor mandated it be done here in Michigan. And we aren't getting any numbers in terms of what was the result of that, how was the reporting done. I heard in the House in the Oversight Committee, she was asked to come in and is not coming in. I'm sorry, her health department director
right.
Refused to come in. So already we're getting the stonewalling from the governor's office.
Well, the other problem, Senator, is this. As you know, Senator Jim Runstead here, a Republican member of the Michigan State Senate, right from the beginning of the pandemic, one of the first things that Gretchen Whitmer did was to shut down all FOIA requests. I mean, that right there should be an alarm to everybody when she shuts down access to information from the get-go, one of her first maneuvers. And I don't know that we've ever gotten straight answers since that date.
I don't believe that we have. And she was saying she was going to be one of the most transparent administrations ever. And already, like I said, the health department director isn't wanting to come in and answering questions about their nursing home policy. This is the kind of thing where you get using the pandemic to start reducing transparency, not wanting to ask questions. I think we really need to start using subpoena power in the legislature to open this can of worms and find out what actually happened from the beginning of this virus pandemic till now in terms of these nursing homes, because it's a life and death issue. In New York, there was 15,000 actual deaths, and they reported about 8,500. So all of these family members want to know what happened when I didn't know that my relative, my mom, my dad passed away from COVID. It wasn't reported to me.
Well, and here's the thing.
Kind of transparency in Michigan.
You know, when I went back, if you go back to May of last year, I can find reports out of places like Minnesota where they put the number of COVID deaths of seniors at 80% of the total numbers. Well, that tells you a lot. If 80% of your seniors are coming from that, and the majority of those are coming from these long-term care facilities, you can figure it out. Senator Jim Runstedt, we got to leave it there for today, but I want to make sure you stay on top of this. I want to make sure we hold this governor accountable. By the way, Governor, you're welcome to come on the program anytime. You've been here a number of times. You've avoided me for some time. Yes, we ask real questions here, but Governor Gretchen Whitmer is welcome to come here anytime she wants. Senator, I appreciate your time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. And I'm serious. Governor, you've been here many times. Lately, you don't seem to want to pick up the phone. Why not? Yes, we'll have a real conversation with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's an open invitation. Get a hold of Ivy or Sarah or call me directly. You've got my cell phone number. We'll be right back.